Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Milwaukee Braves and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Braves. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Bill Bruton. Batting second. The second baseman, Danny O'Connell. Batting third. The third baseman, Eddie Mathews. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Andy Pafko. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Joe Adcock. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Johnny Logan. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Hank Aaron. Batting eighth. The catcher, Del Crandall. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ray Crone. Pitching for the Milwaukee Braves, Ray Crone. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Frank Baumholtz. Batting second. The first baseman, Dee Fondi. Batting third. The second baseman, Gene Baker. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Ralph Kiner. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Randy Jackson. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting seventh. The catcher, Joe Garagiola. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Bob Talbot. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Howie Pollitt. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Howie Pollitt. And now, play ball. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton hits a fly ball into left field. Kiner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Mathews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mathews hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Talbot. Mathews reaches second base with a double. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko hits a fly ball into center field. Talbot settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bruton. Baumholtz reaches second base with a double. Dee Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi strikes out. One out. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mathews fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Crandall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Talbot. Adcock reaches second base with a double. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan takes first base on ball 4. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron hits a fly ball into center field. Talbot settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. Adcock moves to third. Logan moves to second. Two outs. Ray Crone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crone strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Logan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a fly ball into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Garagiola is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garagiola hits a fly ball into left field. Aaron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 0 for 1 in the game. Bruton strikes out. One out. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 0 for 1 in the game. O'Connell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Matthews hits a fly ball into left field. Kiner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Talbot is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Talbot hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Connell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Howie Pollitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pollitt hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Baumholtz hits a fly ball into right field. Pafko settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Di Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 0 for 1 in the game. Fondi hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Connell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 0 for 1 in the game. Pafko hits a fly ball into left field. Kiner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Adcock hits a fly ball into center field. Talbot settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Logan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0 for 1 in the game. Baker hits a pop-up towards short. Logan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 0 for 1 in the game. Kiner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Logan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jackson takes first base on ball 4. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 1 in the game. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Krohn fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 0 for 1 in the game. Aaron hits a pop-up towards short. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall is 0 for 1 in the game. Crandall hits a pop-up towards third. Jackson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Crone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crone is 0 for 1 in the game. Crone hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fondi scoops it up and throws to first, with Pollitt covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Joe Garagiola is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garagiola is 0 for 1 in the game. Garagiola hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Crandall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Talbot is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Talbot is 0 for 1 in the game. Talbot hits a fly ball into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Howie Pollitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pollitt is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Pollitt hits a fly ball into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 0 for 2 in the game. Bruton hits a fly ball into center field. Talbot settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 0 for 2 in the game. O'Connell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Matthews takes first base on ball 4. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 0 for 2 in the game. Pafko takes first base on ball 4. Matthews moves to second. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Adcock hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jackson fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Baumholtz hits a ball on the ground towards first. Adcock scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Baumholtz for the out. One out. Di Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 0 for 2 in the game. Fondi strikes out. Two outs. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0 for 2 in the game. Baker takes first base on ball 4. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 0 for 2 in the game. Kiner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Baker moves to second. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Jackson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Logan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 0 for 2 in the game. Aaron hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall is 0-for-2 in the game. Crandall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-2 in the game. Banks hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. O'Connell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Garagiola is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garagiola is 0-for-2 in the game. Garagiola hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Connell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Talbot is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Talbot is 0-for-2 in the game. Talbot hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Connell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Ray Crone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crone is 0-for-2 in the game. Crone strikes out. One out. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 0-for-3 in the game. Bruton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 0-for-3 in the game. O'Connell hits a pop-up towards short. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Matthews hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bruton moves to second. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Pafko hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Howie Pollitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pollitt is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Pollitt hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Crone fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Baumholtz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Connell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. DeFondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 0-for-3 in the game. Fondi hits a ball on the ground towards first. Adcock scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Fondi for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Adcock takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Logan bunts towards the mound. Pollitt fields it and throws to first for the out. Adcock moves to second. One out. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 0-for-3 in the game. Aaron takes first base on ball 4. Dell Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall is 0-for-3 in the game. Crandall hits a fly ball into left field. Kiner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Crone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crone is 0-for-3 in the game. Crone hits a ball on the ground into right field. Baumholtz picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Baumholtz. Adcock scores. Aaron goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Braves. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Bruton hits a fly ball into right field. Baumholtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Baker takes first base on ball 4. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kiner strikes out. One out. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Jackson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. O'Connell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-3 in the game. Banks hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's Braves, 2, Cubs, 2. Joe Garagiola is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garagiola is 0-for-3 in the game. Garagiola strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Cubs 2. The Braves will come to bat. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 0-for-4 in the game. O'Connell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Talbot. O'Connell reaches second base with a double. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Matthews hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. O'Connell moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Pafko hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Talbot. Pafko reaches second base with a double. O'Connell scores. Matthews moves to third. It's 3-2, Braves. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Adcock takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Klipstein now pitching. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Logan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks fields it and throws to home to get Matthews. Pafko moves to third. Adcock moves to second. One out. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Aaron hits a ball on the ground towards second. Baker throws to home for one, and Garagiola throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Adcock scores. Logan moves to third. Aaron moves to second. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 4-2, Braves. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall is 0-for-4 in the game. Crandall takes first base on ball 4. Ray Crone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crone is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Crone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jackson fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Serena pinch hits for Bob Talbot. Bill Serena is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serena strikes out. One out. Walker Cooper pinch hits for Johnny Klipstein. Walker Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. O'Connell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Baumholtz hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Di Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 0-for-4 in the game. Fondi takes first base on ball 4. Baumholtz moves to second. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Baker strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Braves, 4, and Chicago Cubs, 2. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.